Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 5th, 2018. In today's news, massive escalators are in plans for Sydney's metro expansion. A 60-story office tower is proposed for a site in New York City that had been slated for a residential high-rise. A survey finds decreasing optimism among construction industry executives. Progress is reported on a two-tower Dubai development. The Chicago Elevator Association needs quick RSVPs for this week's meeting. An automatic stop mechanism kicked in as designed after a child's hand got stuck in a mall escalator. Time is growing short for Elevator World photo contest entries. And government officials in Australia are promoting a city-shaping project in Brisbane.
8 massive escalators that will take passengers 21 meters underground to the rail platform at Northwest Station on the new Sydney Metro Northwest Link are being installed with the help of cranes, the Daily Telegraph reports. Each escalator is up to 28 meters long and 12 meters tall and weighs up to 22 metric tons. Andrew Constance, Transport Minister for New South Wales, Australia, says the link, which includes 540 meters of track on the new Rouse Hill Cable Bridge, will be life-changing for Hills Region residents. Completion is anticipated in the first half of 2019.
New York YIMBY has revealed new renderings by Bjarke Ingels Group, or BIG, for an approximately 60-story, 800-foot-tall office tower at 3 West 29th Street in the north of Madison Square Park neighborhood in New York City. The site was originally intended for a 60-story residential tower by Moshe Safdie. Developer HFC Capital shifted gears in September 2017 when it filed plans for the latest iteration, officially known as 29th and 5th. It is distinguished by smaller floor plates to attract an underserved market, a surrounding public park, and outdoor space for each floor, akin to Tishman Speyer's Spiral, which was also designed by BIG. No completion date has been announced, but groundwork is underway, indicating the tower will likely be finished by 2021.
The Construction Financial Management Associations, or CFMA's, Confindex survey overall reading for the first quarter of 2018 was down 6% and more than 10% on a year-over-year basis, CFMA reports. Confindex is CFMA's proprietary survey that it ascertains the confidence level of chief financial officers in the commercial construction sector. Overall, the index stood at 116 at the beginning of the second quarter of 2018, after holding steady at 124 during the last two quarters of 2017. A reading above 100 indicates general optimism among the CFOs, while a sub-100 score notes pessimism. Reflecting on the survey, CFMA economic advisor Anirban Basu said, quote, "Undoubtedly, construction CFOs who were concerned about profit margins in earlier quarters, given expanding worker shortages, are now even more concerned, given recent spikes in fuel and the implications of recently enacted tariffs on steel and aluminum," end quote. The report also found that the CFO Year Ahead Outlook Index fell nearly 8% for the quarter and is down 18% year over year, the largest such decline in any of the Confindex readings.
Construction on Dubai Creek Horizon, part of the Dubai Creek Harbor Master Plan development, consisting of 39 and 36-story towers, has reached the podium level, ConstructionWeekOnline.com reports. Emaar Properties and Dubai Holding are building the project in a joint partnership. Architecture and engineering consultancy SSH is supervising design and construction of the property, which will have shared leisure amenities such as a pool and a gym, and feature waterfront, harbor, and park views.
The Chicago Elevator Association, or CEA, has scheduled its next meeting for April 5th at the clubhouse at 298 Oak Brook Center in Oak Brook, Illinois, with dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. A guest speaker from GAL Manufacturing is scheduled. Those wishing to attend should RSVP by email to ceamail@flash.net or by phone at 708-371-2477. CEA will also be holding its scholarship fundraiser on May 17th and its Chicago cruise to benefit the Elevator Escalator Safety Foundation on June 27th.
The automatic stop mechanism of an escalator at a store in a mall in Los Angeles worked properly on April 3rd, allowing firefighters to free the hand of a 5-year-old girl who escaped major injury, Channel 4 News reports. The girl was in the store with her grandfather when her hand became stuck, which triggered the escalator to stop. It took firefighters approximately half an hour to cut apart the escalator with a saw and free the child, who was examined at a local hospital.
Entries for the 2018 Elevator World Photo Contest are being accepted through April 27th. Both companies and amateur photo enthusiasts are invited to participate. Elevator World judges will first choose up to 20 finalists from each category, including the new category, Who Reads Elevator World? Those finalists will then be presented online during May, when readers will vote to decide the best of the best. Winners of each category will receive $250 cash or the equivalent in Elevator World educational products or advertising. Winners and runners-up from each category will be featured in the August issue of Elevator World and highlighted. More information and a link to the online entry form are available at elevatorworld.com/2018photocontest/.
The Urban Developer reports the state government in Queensland, Australia, is behind a plan for property group Dexus to redevelop Eagle Street Pier in Brisbane into a mixed-use development that would include two towers, with one standing at least 70 stories, according to Emporis. Up to 1.5 hectare of open space is included, with the towers housing commercial, residential, retail, and hotel space. The proposal is moving into stage two of what's being called the market-led proposal process, which consists of a preliminary assessment, initial proposal, detailed proposal, and binding offer. Dexus hopes to break ground in 2020. Queensland Planning Minister Cameron Dick described the endeavor as city-shaping and world-class. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.